Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to a Track Bangus production.
Coming home to reclaim his rightful place. I was born to breathe your essence and lift you in praise. Hail to the master, got me stirred in an eclectic haze of reality, for you bring me joy, baby. I can taste the rainbow flavors of your fervent energy, teasing me, taunting me. Entranced by the stars in the heat of your nights, I'm in prison. Buzzed by your moonlight, high, I have arisen. If scales could measure the magnitude of pleasures born and raised in the richness of your Everglades, like Queen Sheba, Black Panther at her side. You are my life partner, and it is by your side that I stand. For it was you who awakened my pen to speak. It was you who battled my demons, breaking me free. Three times I denied you, three times I called you by another's name. Three times I masterminded a different rhyme that drove the populace insane, yet you remained still, constant. I give you the ring of my infinity as I kneel down on one knee. Sweet poetry.
You make me feel like I can be me. You make me feel like I can do anything.
My
poetry.
You make me feel like I can touch the sky.
Subliminally, revealing distinctive metrical pulses that cling to one's eardrum. Inherit images engraved upon timeless cliches that kick it intellectually, bold yet gracefully refined. My dear, you are truly one of a kind, for you revitalize, uplift. You are truly one of God's most gracious gifts for lifetimes to come. Patterned in the likeness of ingenuity, you transform mere poverty into the rites of passage. The board freedom's sweet chariot, masked in the unbreakable armor of faith and joy. Mental boundaries fade into non-existence, as does the sweet folly of forgotten fame. But you will always remain true, sweet poetry.
You make me feel like I can be me. You make me feel like I can do anything.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A. You were just listening to a piece done by a very dear friend of mine who goes by the name of Lyrical Disciples out of South Carolina, Miss Marie Grady. I want to welcome everybody to the show today, whether you are in the chat room or listening live or even coming back and listening to the archives. We are finishing out another show, our 3 months for the Mosaic Show with Flava in L.A., and we want to thank everybody for your support. And let me bring in my co-host, L.A., are you there?
Hey, 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 what's happening, everybody? What's popping? How everybody doing this lovely Sunday afternoon, you know what I'm saying? Just want to thank all the fans out there for joining in today. And like Flavor said, everybody who come back and periodically check those archives and whatnot. So we thank you, we thank you, and we thank you. And keep on supporting. And that call-in number, 347-857-1189. Give a shout-out, just peep in the chat, saw my man, main man, Verbal Skills in there doing this thing. So big shout-out to Verbal for chiming in once again, a loyal and dedicated listener to the Mosaic Show. So once again, thank you, Verbal, for tuning in, my brother. Hope you had a wonderful week. And as for me, you know, just one of those weeks where, you know, just not too crazy happened this week, I will say, but you know, just keeping it pushing with Flavor News and, you know, other endeavors that I'm trying to create and help to manifest into doing something in the real near future as far as coming up. So a showcase is definitely in the works for probably March sometime. So, you know, we'll definitely keep everybody abreast as far as what's going on with that. But other than that, Flavor, how you been this week?
I'm okay. I'm at work again, and so I've got two of the youth that are moving out of the program today, so I'll kind of be going back and forth watching what's going on outside and, you know, working the switchboard and all of that. So please, if I seem distracted, I apologize. I just need to pay attention to what's going on here. And this is one of my long weekends here at Friends of Youth. I've been here since Friday, 6 p.m., and won't get off until tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. So I will have to admit, as much as I love my job, I'm looking forward to heading home and sleeping in my own bed. But like L.A. was saying, you know, we do have something in the works that we hope will jump off in March. Really, really excited about it. So definitely for those in the Seattle area, you want to stay tuned to the Mosaic Show and to www.flavanews.com. I want to give a shout out to my girl Sin in the chat room, who's another faithful supporter of what we do with the Mosaic Show and Flavor News. She tunes in and supports us all the way from Winnipeg, Canada. I'm sorry, can't talk. So thank you so much. And of course, you can call in if you want to, Sin. So an interesting artist connected in North Carolina, Charlotte area, said he may be calling in. He said he was snowed in, so generally this is the time when he's at church, so it'll be interesting to talk to him if he does call in. We want to thank Verbal. He's been holding us down, calling into the show and, you know, sharing some of his insight and wisdom on things and, you know, what's been going on with him. So I appreciate you very much, Verbal, for doing that. So I think we should get into a track. Let's see if I can get my computer here at work. This one in the office moves very, very slow, but at the moment it's doing better than my little laptop. So yeah, my sad little laptop. But I'm going to play a piece by an artist out of Virginia area. His name is Noah, and this piece is called Love Me.
Keep don't sleep, but was lots to be. So take mine, nah, but you can take nine. But show slow, one at a time. I'm one of a kind in every line of every rhyme. Designed to replace hard times with the length of line. True to his mind, true to my grind, it's truly fine, I'm truly divine. Seen a lot of crime, so I gotta climb and elevate my mind to a state that's refined and shine. I make moves and make money and make moves and make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves and make money and make moves and make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves and make money and make moves and make money. The more moves, the more money. Break bread with forces, positive and negative forces, forces. This metamorphic, I come off it. Catch big moves or forfeit, I scorch it. I'm a concept cannibal, an inflammable animal. My thoughts confuse you more than my grandma do. My thoughts are more used in state blues and penitentiary. I stay struck, dude, I construct moves wholeheartedly. Cause poverty, I was forced to live it. My thoughts are vivid, my past, I was tortured with it. But rose above it, you gotta love it. I make moves and make money and make moves and make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves and make money and make moves and make money. The more moves, the more money. I make moves and make money and make moves. To make money, the more moves, the more money. I make moves to make money and make moves to make money, the more moves.
That was Love Me by Noah out of Virginia. He is a very active, active young man online. He's a part of Flava News, and he, you know, makes sure he hits everybody up on that side to remind them that he exists and that he's out there. I think Noah told me he's like on close to like 80 websites or something like that. I mean, he's real, real busy, but I have to admire the hustle, you know, because that's what, you know, some of it takes. I don't have the time and energy to do that, but, you know, you have to let your presence be known, especially as an independent artist, you know, having to do the hustle yourself, you know, so that you can, you know, make your mark out there. So I'm going to play one more track. I thought I would play this just because I saw verbal posting for this man on Facebook. This is a dear friend of mine. Columbia, South Carolina. We're hoping to get him up to Seattle. He has a very, very unique style about his music and instrumentals. The artist is named The Dubber, and this is Late Night Ride.
Shining future for the ghetto youth of America. You see, all we gotta know is that the whole world is waiting on us. We'll be right back.
That was Late Night Ride by a dear friend, the Dubber, out of Columbia, South Carolina. It looks like another dear friend is on the line right now. Verbal, is that you?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And how's everybody doing?
We're very good. Hey. How about yourself?
Doing well, Verbal.
I'm doing pretty good. And basically, I was just going to chill out today and let y'all talk, right? But when y'all played the Dubber, I mean, I just had to let people know he is a fantastic artist. And to see him, I've been fortunate to see him on stage. And, you know, if people ever listen, you know, get a chance to catch him, they are going to be in for a real treat. I mean, the brother is like that. I mean, you can tell he's talented the way he plays his guitar. He has another piece that's on his Reverb Nation playlist. It's called Where. And he demonstrates his skills. I mean, he's a phenomenal brother, and I'm glad that I know him and consider him to be a friend. And I
very just, cool.
You know, when I hear good music, it does something to me. And if I happen to know the artist, that really makes me feel good. So mm-hmm. I just wanted, you know, that was a good choice.
Okay. Well, I saw you posting about him. I knew he was, you know, from your part of the country. So I said, well, you know, let me play him. I've actually been working with the Dubber since last year and trying to get him up here to Seattle. He's already been up here to play, and he's got a following in Seattle area. So he's really, really wanting to come back this direction. So in 2010, we'll make that happen, you know, and maybe, you can come out here with him, you know. Maybe we can just bring everybody from South Carolina, Max Park.
For your birthday?
And time.
You're still having your birthday party, right?
I'm sorry, my phone is like messing up. But it,
oh no, I was asking, were you still going to have your birthday party with Felicia Loud?
We are definitely having the birthday party. Of course, I'm going to.
Okay.
I want everybody to come out for this party, July 10th. You know, I got the venue all set up, so. Yeah, I got a big house. We got plenty of floor space. we got some couches. No, we can have a slumber party at Flava's house.
Well, you know what? They should not be able to put that on TV or record anything in that one. That should be crazy. I mean, all the talent up there, you may not go to sleep because you know how it is when people get together and they start wanting to do a cipher or something.
Right.
You know, you might be up all day the rest of the night, and, you know, it should be a great time.
It's funny because, you know, after I closed my coffee house, I had an open mic at my actual house for my Flava Coffee House people because, you know, I just missed them so much and I missed doing the show. So we did a potluck open house. And it was so much fun. I mean, that open mic potluck must have went for like 10 hours.
Wow.
I mean, people got up and like performed, ate, just chilled, got up and performed, you know. Some came later, whatever, and it was just like a great time. So I totally hear what you're saying. And, you know, Ella and I talk about it all the time, you know, the talents that we have here right in the Pacific Northwest that, you know, we want to share with everybody. So I do, you know, I know money's a factor and stuff like that. You know, we ain't got no money either, you know, but for whoever can and wants to come out to Seattle for July 10th, I welcome all of you with open arms because I'm like this proud mama. I want to show off all of the people, you know, that we got out here and have you guys go back and talk about them in your hometowns, but I also want you to come out and showcase, you know, your talents with the people here so that they can talk about you also. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey,
wow.
What can I say?
But that would be really nice. And But you got L.A. there, so if anybody eats something and chewed the wrong thing, and he can fix their teeth right on the spot, and they can keep on getting out. You know, it'd be a wonderful experience and everything.
Are you working on any new pieces, verbal, right as of right now?
Oh,
any new material?
Yes, yes. I have several pieces, man. And one of them is called Every Time We Say Goodbye. And it's, I posted that on Reverb Nation, and I believe I posted it on Flavor News. And
so did you want to spit it for us?
Really?
Why not?
Okay, well, like I said, I was just laying down chilling and listening to y'all.
Well, Flavor, we have to make sure he has a cup of coffee. You know, the cup of coffee is that power pellet for verbal. So if he didn't have that cup of coffee, you know, he might be unable to give it to us the verbal way.
But, have no fear. You know I got a cup right here.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, my main man.
Yeah, y'all turn your ears Church. Because this might be a loud slip. Slurp. Hold on.
Nothing wrong with a cup of Joe.
A cup of Joe is always good. Once again, this piece is called Every Time We Say Goodbye. And when I wrote it, it was set against the backdrop of a John Coltrane tune by the same title. And I was listening to it, and I had these words come into mind, and I didn't want to dishonor or take anything away from John Coltrane, because, you know, many times artists get the notion that they can, redo something that somebody else did, and... You know, I didn't want to take away anything from the original, and that's why the original still stand the test of time.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Every time we say goodbye, the grass turns brown, and there are no more birds in the sky, and even the breeze seems to disappear, and the brush and Monet's brush strokes no longer seem to be the perfect fit upon our love's canvas. A four-corner room known as your love's captivity becomes an 8x12 sail. Opaque corners ingress upon a vision's dream, creating illusions of mystic conclusions. Here I am, sitting with theories that has no why, so now I remain paying for my future sins. Every time we say goodbye, upon a hill that overlook an Elysium field by the sea, and I'm wondering if you're my Annabelle Lee. I bury your memory in a shady grave as I stand above you in my gray tuxedo, while my imagination's claim on the other side of my mind takes me to a lovely brownstone wish that now can only be an empty kiss. Every time we say goodbye, I still hear the haunting sounds in the corridor, wanting, needing it to be you every time we say goodbye. And our love's flame has no more shame, for it taunts and haunts the embers that used to glow, and now they only grow shame. And that tiny reminiscent draft reminds me how things turns cold, like a frozen tear in a tundra's wasteland. You, I, we really don't know each and every time we say goodbye, but we should thank God that there's a God, because I remember your salient kisses, your indelible, reckless fragrances, your fertile whispers, your insatiable touches, your looks of love with demure and gelastic smiles galore. Your breath that I used to once breathe with fire that consumed me. All them too say goodbye as well. For every time we say goodbye, I hate and yet I love the you the me, the we. Earthly paradise is just simply a patient love supreme until our next hello, every time we say goodbye. And that's that piece.
That's beautiful.
Did you write that for me?
I think that was written for me, right? Did we meet somewhere in a different life? Aww.
Could have been. Because in a different life, I could have been anything. Could have been that dream, that thought. That little, you know, tingly feeling or that mad feeling. I could have been there, anything. So we could have met.
You've done it again, Mr. South Carolina. You know you missed the South Cackalack in my book. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate that. I'm just I try to get the emotions out, and while listening to that John Coltrane piece, you know, like I said, I wanted to give it some lyrics that he would be proud of, because I'm very proud of it, because it's hard. Anytime you take somebody like Coltrane, Thelonious Monk, Miles Davis, all these artists excelled to a certain level of excellence, and then and it also inspires me to reach that goal as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm very proud of this piece, and I have a couple other pieces I'm working on, and you know, I have to memorize them because I do want to perform them on venues and everything as I go around doing my thing. And also, you know, I'm promoting my book. I'm just out there trying to do everything I can.
I hear you, man. I hear you. How's everything going over in South Carolina right now?
Well, there are some parts of South Carolina that doesn't have power. And
really?
For some strange reason, 10 and 12 miles all around this little country area that I live, they still have ice, and it's almost in the middle of the day. So, you know, people are trying to deal with it.
I haven't been keeping up with the weather over there. It's been pretty bad. How far are you from Bennettsville, Verbal?
Bennettsville? Oh, about 30 minutes.
Okay, because I had one of my Navy friends is from Bennettsville, so I just wanted to know in your relations to, you know, where you was located as far as that was concerned. So 30 minutes, okay. And how about Myrtle Beach?
Oh, man. Myrtle Beach is about, well, depending on the traffic, because it takes longer in the summertime and the springtime, but anywhere from about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes.
Okay.
It's a beautiful drive, really. And once you get down there, there's so many places you can go that is not in the normal tourist area, you know?
I got you. Because they're still known for the big motorcycle thing down there, right?
They used to have the, well, they still do. They still have Black Bike Week, and then they have, like, you know, it really got kind of crazy at one time, and they, you know, put more restrictions on it, but at one time, they were thinking about disbanding it altogether because, you know, the merchants, well, not so much the merchants, but the politicians, they didn't like the idea, but people brought in so much money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They brought in so much money, and they thought about it, and they said, oh, we can't pay no taxes, and we ain't got no money to pay them. So they said, all right, y'all come down, but y'all be good.
No.
And if you don't be good, they got incredible fines, man. Most of the fines starts at $1,500.
And that's why they do it, though. They impose the fine so they make you don't want it. They still quote unquote tell you it's okay to still have it, but they, you know, put all these type of restrictions and fines on it, so it make it so people be like, you know what, I don't even want to go down there.
Right, it becomes a hassle. And you know what, for Myrtle Beach to be the size of the town that it is, during Bike Week, you see more policemen than they have National Guard. I'm like, well, damn, where did they get all these cops from? It's really, you know, something to think about.
Mm-hmm. Isn't your guy, is over there in South Carolina, right? Edwards?
No, he's in North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina, okay, okay.
Yeah, he's in North Carolina, but, you know, what can you say?
Yeah, you know. You know.
Verbal.
Yes.
I'm going to do a surprise for you. This is a surprise for me too. But I'm going to read you a piece that I wrote a couple years ago.
You write?
It's called. No. This was my attempt at writing, and
oh
this is
God.
Like the last time that I attempted to write.
I know you write reviews, and I know you write critiques, and you know little things of that nature. I didn't know you write poetry, so let me shut up.
No, I'm not a poet, but I'm doing this for you. And you know, Eric Moore in the chat room, you just close your ears, you know, because you know, yeah.
Eric Moore came in. Wow.
Because I'm not a poet, so this is like taking a lot of guts for me to do this. I've only done this on the air, I think, like twice. But I wrote this to read on the Hitman show a couple years back. So this is called You Penetrate My Soul. You penetrate my soul with your words, the smoothness of your voice, closing my eyes, feeling the vibe of the tones touching my ears, traveling to my inner self, my soul. You penetrate my soul as the rise and fall of your song tells me a story of you, of me, of we, or she or he, taking me at times inside myself or places I've never seen. You penetrate my soul, challenging my mind, causing me to remember the pains of a forgotten time, seeing pictures of sadness, holding hands with a forgotten loved one, grasping on for dear life, wanting to save, while needing to be saved myself. You penetrate my soul. I don't know you in person, but you have touched me, bringing tears of joys, causing death or rebirth, pushing me to be better, knowing me when I don't even know myself at all, and you come to me through your words. Yes, I know you. You penetrate my soul, my poet friend, painting pictures of beauty with your words, describing love or a sexual energy, causing my eyes to roll up into my head, longing for that touch, the touch of your words over and over and over again. Never take them away from me, for you are my true passion. You give me life. You penetrate my soul, I feed off your rhythm and rhymes, allowing me to sit here, hear you, see into you as you see into me, and you don't even know me, or do you? I dance, we dance, and the flow is shared, causing my movements to increase, inflections hitting the right spot, and I stop, not because the words came to an end, but because you penetrated my soul. You penetrate my soul, and at that moment, at that special time, we become one, from your words of your soul, sharing, feeling, growing, learning, loving. You, my poet friend, you penetrate my soul, and at that point, we become one. You penetrate my soul with the words, the tools, and rhythm, and rhyme, inflections, and tones, a song, a story, tone of life, of you, of me, of we, and I thank you. I really, really thank you, my poet friend, for penetrating my soul today and always.
Wow. Wow, that was an incredible piece. As a matter of fact, let me light a cigarette. That was wow. I did not know
Bird
you
was saying you can light him up a square.
Yeah, man, that was. But you know what? As sensual as that piece was, and that was a very sensual piece. I mean, the rhythm and everything. So you're not a poet.
Mm-mm.
Don't tell yourself that no more, because you're lying to yourself. That was beautifully written.
Oh, thank you.
Because
I was right there. I mean, I was
yeah.
like, where's he at? I hear his voice, but where is he at? Let me give you a hug. I mean, really, that. Wow.
It didn't sound like no beginner piece to me.
Not at
really?
All. Not at all.
I'm sitting over here. You know, I'm like three shades of red, and my hands are sweating, and I'm shaking.
And did you hear the inflection of her voice as she was saying that piece? Like,
yeah,
and
like
she
he,
was
like
writing
he,
about it, and your inflection of your voice, your rhythm, your flow,
like,
you penetrate
like
my soul. And I'm like, yeah, well, where the rest of you at?
Yeah. She's over there. She's like, she, you know, had it down, you know, read it like it was, you know, like it was something you had almost memorized.
Wow.
Oh, no, I was reading it off of my MySpace because that's the only place I know that it's online, I think.
Lady Flavor, don't tell yourself anymore that you are not a poet.
I'm not a poet.
Say they are poets, and it's not as good as that. That's a beautiful
poem. You know, I'm around so many of you amazing, you know, poets, spoken word artists and stuff. And I was talking, you know, to Sun and Sankara one day, and they're like, you know, Flavor, you need to do something. And Flavor, you know, you need to talk. You never talk, you know, on the air and stuff. And so I had promised them that I would write a piece to do on one of their shows. And so, you know, that was the piece. And like I said, it was written years ago. So, or at least it feels like it's been years ago, back when they started doing the Hitman show. So anyway, and what I wanted to do in the piece was to show my love and appreciation for all of you, you know, because so many of you I don't know in person, but, you know, your words, they get to me. You know, you can hear pieces that just want to make you cry. You can hear pieces that make you want to
Well, I tell you what, that piece right there, it touched me as equally as well.
That's what I was trying to relay in that.
Well, you relayed your message and expressed it very well.
Yep.
I mean, there's no doubt. And you did not sound like a novice or a beginner, and your structure, your form of it was magnificent, really.
Well,
that's
I appreciate that.
That's a
but now, you know.
Poem.
Thank
that's,
you.
Now she's going to be right, doing poems now, very wise. I'll go over
there. Oh, yeah, I can
Tuesday.
Imagine.
She's going to have about 10. She have about 10 written down by Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't know. Look at how long it took me to write that one.
You know what, Lady Flavor, and I'm going to tell you because you have a life experience that most people have not had the opportunity to have, good, bad, or indifferent. There has to be a lot of emotional content within you. And for you to sit on it and let it just simmer, I'm quite sure when it does come out, you will not be able to stop writing.
Well, you know, there is a lot in me, and I have tried. I have, you know, I've honestly tried to write. I have a dear friend, Timothy Hollins, in Atlanta, Georgia, that has a website called literarymuse.com, and so, you know, I've written pieces over there, and he's just a dear, dear sweetheart, you know, so he always, you know, gives me pubs and stuff, but it's, you know, I know I listen to you and Eric Moore and Sin and, you know, other poets and stuff, and I think that, you know, I don't have that, I just don't have that in me, you know, to write, you know, being able to understand the use of metaphors and this and that to, you know, put, you know, pieces together. I've got all kinds of things I would love to share. You know, I can sit and tell you stories of my life, you know, and people around me. But as far as being creative and being able to put the words to it, I just don't have that.
Well, let me tell you this. Metaphors is not the only tool that a poet should use. I mean, you have so many other things. I mean, you could write a palindrome, or you could write with allegory. You know.
Well, you know, see, I don't even know what those words mean. Where's my dictionary at?
Why do people keep telling me that? But anyway, what I'm saying is, just put the thought down. Just put the thoughts down, and the flow and everything else will come. Just make sure that you're thinking, you know, you're thinking what you want to say is concise, because you don't want to jumble it up, because you will lose the original thought in that. So that's what's up.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you're concise. And one thing, I don't care what anybody may say as far as form, structure, the tools that poets use. One thing that makes good poetry above anything else is its conciseness.
I got you. Okay. Okay, so normally...
good poetry is always concise.
Okay, so normally how long does it take you to, you know, to finish a piece once you started a piece?
Well, the piece...
depending on the length of it?
Well... one thing about length, and I'm a poet, and I come from a school of thought that if you really don't have anything to say, if you cannot put it in like a story form, then you're going to lose the focus of what you want to say. So a lot of times you can hear a lengthy poem, and they lose the thought. It loses its thought because... for the lack of it being a continuous thought. I mean, I've heard poems where guys and women will go off and they have a very good point in the beginning, and then they start talking about something else, and then they'll come back to that point, and then they'll start talking about something else. And that's one thing. Those good poets who can write those lengthy, for lack of a better term, epics, that they keep that main initial thought all through it, and they don't stray away off into other tangents. And that, you know, and well, we have a guy in the chat room, Eric Moore. Eric Moore can recite a piece for 4 minutes, and you never once lose focus on what he's trying to say. And I'm just using him as an example because he's good at what he does. And also he's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. There are other poets as well who can do that. But many times you will hear poets and it sounds like it could have been two poems. And maybe it should have been. That's why I'm a traditionalist. I basically tried to keep my poems no more than maybe 8 stanzas.
I got you. Got you.
And that's my own personal life because, you know, I'm a person who I can be very verbose. I have a lot to say. So I don't want anything to get confused or merged in into anything.
Okay.
You know, with two different thoughts, and it loses the message. And like I said, there is an incredible lot of talent out there where guys can keep your attention with the same thought for 3 and 4 minutes and keep that same point, that same expression reverberating throughout the whole poem, no matter what else they're saying or the use of metaphors that they are using, but that main point resonates all through that piece, and you don't lose focus on what they are trying to say, what they want you to feel, and what they want you to do. And that was, and basically that what makes, you know, good poetry stand out from great poetry.
So are there,
well, I will practice.
I was going to ask
verbal.
Were there any like poetry nights or specific poetry nights or things of that nature set up over in South Carolina that give you guys that platform to come in there and, you know, do what you guys want to do on a regular basis?
Oh, yes. In Columbia, South Carolina, there's always the art bar with Verse Works and Prismatic Dreams. On the second Tuesday of each month, they have sessions live which streams over the internet. But during the week, they have at least three or four nights just at the art bar where you can go and spit poetry. So I have learned just recently on Monday nights, you can go right around the corner to a venue called Hush. And at Hush, they're having open mic there also. And throughout South Carolina, and particularly in Columbia and down in Charleston, they have venues where, you know, poets can go and spit out their craft. I mean, Nine Elements is another outstanding poet, spoken word artist, because whenever he speaks, you know that he speaks with the authority of the truth. You know, and there's so many, I mean, I hate to use names, but, you know, they come to my mind. And, of course, you know, everybody's talking about Tribe or not, and everybody inspired from them. But not only that, those two people, they teach and help others as well. And I believe that the learning process that you learn, it's just like Stanley Clarke playing bass. He learned from Charles Mingus. And then you have people like Marcus Miller and Victor Wooten. They come and learn from Stanley Clarke along. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So just like our predecessors, we have to know who they are. And raise up and continually to raise up the bar and pass it down, just like anything else in anybody's culture. Because if you don't know the history or how it was formed and styled, then how can you get up and proclaim yourself to be something and you don't know where the basis came from? All you're doing is like some evangelists we hear on TV, just regurgitating messages.
Yep.
Well, we've got two other callers on the line. I'm going to bring in Sen Soul Poetry. Hey, Sen.
Hello.
Hey there.
She's calling all the way from Winnipeg, Canada, and 770. You're on the line with Flava and Ellie.
What's going on, sis? How you doing?
Hey, Eric. How are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Very good.
Good.
That's the incredible Mr. Edible Eric Moore.
Here we go.
So Eric Moore, LA, is out of Atlanta. He's the amazing spoken word artist that Verbal was talking about. So let's go back to soul poetry. So what do you think about what we've been talking about, Sen?
Oh, I missed half the conversation because I was trying to call in and it wasn't working. So I just got the last part, what Rick was talking about in terms of spoken word venues and so on and so forth. So that's the only thing I heard.
So now you, one of your frustrations up there in Canada is you don't have the venues, right?
Well, in my area, yeah. I live in the middle of nowhere in the prairies.
Okay.
So there's no spoken word venue unless you're a slammer. But
okay.
I am not a slammer, so.
Right.
But, yeah, I wanted to organize something here, but I realized there was absolutely nothing and we may not get any attention at all. So I am trying to focus on Toronto right now because the big cities like Toronto and Vancouver and maybe Calgary have those events, and it's easier because there is an audience. But in my city, Winnipeg, art is kind of a dead venue or something. So there's nothing really happening in terms of.
Okay. Well, that's too bad. I see you just all over the internet,
yeah.
You know, sharing your wisdom and your research and your poetry and all the things going on. So how is that going for you? I know you tried to narrow back, you know, from all the sites that you were
mm-hmm.
on and trying to narrow it down as to what sites that you feel are effective. So how's that going for you?
It's going pretty well. Like right now I'm working on two new projects. So I'm promoting a little differently. I think it's about education, and before, you know, you start launching your own product or you start promoting yourself, you have to educate yourself and use your mistakes as good lessons to improve yourself. And so I've noticed that I tend to go now, as you said, I narrowed my my options. I'm mainly on Twitter and Facebook. I've abandoned MySpace because it's no good for me. I don't find any interest anymore. And I've realized that now I've started to blog a lot, so I'm opening my options to other things. And I use LinkedIn, which is a professional network for those who know about it, and it's pretty good. I really like it. I discover it, and I've gone through a lot of webinars. A few friends have encouraged me to follow webinars and educate myself on how to promote myself better. So I'm working a little differently, I have to admit, because there's no way, you know, it's nice to be able to promote to our fellow writers, fellow spoken word artists, but we have to see further. We have to open our doors to other people, and we have to educate our public as well. It's good to promote to our friends, but we want to promote to other people as well. So
exactly.
Yeah, so we have to educate ourselves first before we promote anything. I think that's very important.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts on that, Eric?
I mean, in regards to, I caught the tail end of what Rick was talking about as well. And, to piggyback off of what he said, you know, we as poets, spoken word artists, lyricists, whatever we deem to call ourselves, you know, I think it's good that, you know, we step outside of our comfort zone and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we listen to other individuals, whether those be individuals who have paved the way for you, Or new individuals. I mean, when I go to venues, sometimes I don't even want to spit. I kind of like hide in the back so no one notices me, you know. And I just like to be a fan. I love to hear new artists, you know, just with the passion that they bring, you know. And it's inspiring to me. After I hear those particular artists, as well as the current artists and older artists, you know, I go home and I feel inspired. You know, once you get that inspiration, it's beautiful. Like hearing you spit your piece on the show, that inspired me. You know? And
well,
I'm being serious. You know, I mean, what I feel like, you know, a lot of individuals, you know, poets, and I'm not going to bash anybody because there's no need to do that, but I feel a lot of individuals are so caught up within themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tend to, like, you know, limit themselves as far as growth is concerned. You know, when you think, you know, that you're the best thing on the planet, and when it's all about you, you know, and
mm-hmm.
you don't want to listen or read anyone else's material,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether it be for fear of, quote-unquote, you know, your own work being critiqued, you know, by yourself,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, you start to go within a downward spiral, and you're stuck at that particular
mm-hmm.
level as opposed to where you can possibly listen to other people's material or read other people's material and grow. And what we have to do is realize it's not about us, it's about helping
mm-hmm.
other
mm-hmm.
individuals. And that's the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that one of the things to piggyback off of something that Soul Poetry said is the fact that, you know, I noticed on these social networks that a lot of people like kind of follow each other, you know, around, and they're, you know, everybody's on the same social networks, or, you know, even on Blog Talk Radio, the same people kind of go
mm-hmm.
around and follow each other to the different shows and stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I think one of the reasons why, you know, in being a part of Blog Talk Radio, LA and I started the Mosaic Show is because we are in the Pacific Northwest. So we're in a whole different region than all three of you are. And we have some amazing talents right here in Seattle that we want to share with you, but we also want to have the capability of sharing you with the people here in the Pacific Northwest, you know, so that you can get some different listenership and that we have the capability of sharing our talents, you know, with you guys. And so I think that one of the things that I noticed, you know, with, you know, the independent artists is that they continue to stay in these same circles and they're not branching out to what I would consider the fan base. They continue to hang out with other, you know, artists. And as we know, a lot of artists are struggling and they don't have the capability necessarily to support financially, you know, other artists' endeavors because they want somebody to support theirs. So I think that's one of the things that we're wanting to do, too, with Slava News and with the Mosaic Show is to try to find that fan base, you know, you know, to get you guys exposed to where you can start building the revenue. Because I know it's about the money. You know, it's that's a big hindrance, you know, for you guys is, you know, having the capability of getting on a plane or a train or even in the car, you know, to drive somewhere and to perform and then to have, you know, to figure out whether it's a paid event that you're going to get paid to do or if it's going to be an event that, you know, you need to hustle and sell your product at, you know. So, you know, when Mahogany Brown and Talal Macy and Chanel Gabriel came to Seattle, you know, they're hustling tough, you know, to sell their product, you know, and they're established artists and stuff. So I think that's the challenge, and that's one of the things that, you know, I want to be committed to is to step outside of the norm, you know, and to find the fan base. I mean, it's just like, you know, we've got people playing, you know, Seattle artists on the East Coast. We've got, you know, we've got Verbal Skills in South Carolina, Loving Black Stack, Felicia Loud here in Seattle. You know, so that's what we want to do is we want to open up those doors. So I know I'm on my soapbox, but, Sen, I would love for you to spit a piece.
Yes,
I can.
Okay, yay.
I can. Hey, well, it's a piece I recorded the other day, which will actually be on my second spoken word album, so it's a little practice for me today. So, the piece is called 3 a.m. So whenever you're ready.
Oh, go for it.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, here it goes. Eyes closed, mind open, magic starts. The poet versifies, creates, beautifies. In this instant, when the divine spark ignites the soul, shaping the verb and molding meanings, the invisible clay waxes merry, ready to expand under the pen's flow. Night flirts with the heart, engrossed in the power, radiance and ecstasy of ever-changing thoughts. Heavy eyelids fight slumber. Ideas erupt lava-like, surprising the tranquil sounds of the spirit trapped in this fantasy. The trembling hand whispers tender secrets to the sheet's white space, vibrating to the disguised moonlight. At last, the poet has found repose, slowly aching for the comfort of his bed. He must still, by some time, dissect a few more lines for the sake of his art. His true passion, his sleepless companion. Consciousness is still calling, fervently possessing the arm, demanding the end of the piece. The dripping pool of endless words rocks the lulled mind of the poet. Inside, faith resides like a rock, unshakable and unbreakable. The last sentence, the last instant, everything unites for the final brush of pen against paper, when skin shivers one more time. Feverishly aware of his masterpiece, the poet smiles and wonders if infinity will remember him among the stars. Yet, sleep calls and sings in his ear, for he must rest his eyes and mind until tomorrow's echoing hymn. And it is 3 a.m. And that's my piece.
Wow.
I know about that 3 a.m.
Wonderful.
Yep. I think that's when my mind gets to racing big time, just all the thoughts, you know, and I actually sleep with a tablet or a notebook next to me, and I'm not even a poet, you know. But I write all these ideas down and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's amazing, Peason. Thank you so much for sharing that. By the way,
if you say you're not a poet one more time, I'm gonna hang up because
I feel
insulted because your piece was really, really good. You just need to practice your reading, your reciting, but the piece was great. So stop thinking you're not a poet.
I'm still red in the face. My palms are still sweaty. I'm like, you know, I never do this. And what made me do it today, I have no idea. But, you know, hey, you guys just, you get to hear Lady Flava, you know, and her little whatever.
Yeah.
But thank you for your kindness. Now, Eric Moore, you have to bless.
Yep.
Didn't I say I try to sneak in and try to be a fan? Didn't I just say that?
Yeah, I'm doing that, you know, but it's not all, you know, we don't have the pleasure of Eric Moore calling the Mosaic Show too often, so I totally understand you wanting to be a fan, but, you know, can you, like, do me a favor? And, like, you know, this isn't for me, this is for L.A., you know, he's new to this stuff.
Okay, all right. I'm going to do a piece called, what am I going to do? All right, all you can do. All right?
Okay.
How do you find the will to pray? When every minute of every hour of every day, the enemy finds another way to test your faith. Yeah, I believe that God will make a way, but I also know that the Lord helps those who helps themselves. Yo, scanner don't give a damn. See, when that invoice comes, they want that money. They don't want to hear about your spiritual wealth. But sometimes that's all you have. And when it's just you, four walls and an empty refrigerator, you find it hard to smile, let alone laugh. You find it easy to cry, hard to get up off your ass and stop feeling sorry about you. When the phone stops ringing and the false friends stop coming through, yo, who else you gonna turn to? Yeah, fam, I know it's hard, but you gotta do what you gotta do. It's a dog-eat-dog world, and all you have is $20 to your name, a pack of ramen noodles and your girl. And she's about to bounce. So nothing else matters. Nothing else counts. All you have left to fall back on is that last ounce of faith. So you fall to your knees and you thank God for the day. And you pray. You pray like your life depended on it. You thank God for that $20, that pack of ramen noodles, and you thank God that your girl left today, because if she wasn't willing to stand by you, then yo, she wasn't the right woman for you anyway. Yo, you pray, because you don't have the energy to waste. You see, all I own is my body, my mind, my love, and my faith. So I pray. Peace, y'all.
Wow. That's right. That's right. Can't stick by you through the hard times.
Yeah. You know? Love it.
So, L.A., what do you think of all this talent that called into our show today?
Hey, that's why I love what I do, you know, unexpected, you know. I didn't expect this to get blessed by three wonderful poets, but, hey, I'm not complaining one bit. Not at all. I think each and every one of you for just, you know, say, taking the time out for one, calling in on this Sunday, and also, you know, just, you know, sharing your pieces with us, and I appreciate it wholeheartedly. Keep doing what you guys are doing, and... You could always call this number in if you have any pieces or any material, or just want to just be heard or just talk. Our doors here are always open for you guys, so, you know, don't even have to knock. We have that open door policy, so just come on in. Come on in. Come on in.
No one else has told you guys this. I mean, thank y'all for having the platform that you guys do. I mean, without a doubt, it's not only are you guys, like, you know, networking to put, you know, quality music out there, but you're giving, like, everyone a platform to be heard.
Yeah.
Not everyone, not everyone does that, so thank you very much.
I agree. Yeah, thank you.
And I agree with that
as well.
I
appreciate that, too. This is just, I mean, you know, Eric probably on here knows me the longest. And, you know, this is just my passion. And I've been trying to tweak it and figure it all out, you know, how can I best, you know, help the independent artists and stuff. And, you know, I'm blessed to have L.A. come on as my partner and now my son Michael, and for us to do some things here in Seattle, you know, but, you know, we're just trying to figure it out, you know, because there's so many of you that are so deserving, you know, out there. And you know me, the cheerleader with the leopard pom-poms and everything. I just want to shout all, you know, your names out there and to share your talent. So, you know, I'm with LA. I appreciate, you know, all of you, you know, calling in.
I just can't imagine if this talent was just under one roof that just was out there just performing. I just know the energy and the whole everything would just be so, you know, so wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
But, I can't even imagine. I'm on the same show with Cedrine and Eric Moore.
Oh, shush. Come on.
That's what I was about to say, too. I'm like, come on now, man.
Enough.
I'm relatively a newbie in all this.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, right. Like I'm a pro.
Let me say this. One thing about Cedrine, she writes some very beautiful poetry that reminds you of, like, the old Sufi poets like Rumi.
Oh.
I love reading her stuff. And Eric, just like I told you in the chat room, man, I've heard a lot of brothers spit. But your command of the English language and to use it properly in a no matter whatever you're spitting, man, it's incredible, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I'm saying that as an avid reader or listener, and I just want to thank you because you inspired me as well, man. With cats like you out there, I gotta step up my game.
Yeah, I mean, and that's just like, you know, first off, I thank you. I mean, but like, I don't think what I do is anything special, you know. And it's just like, it's we express ourselves, and in the time that we need to express ourselves, you know, and you know, whether it be through writing, through having a show, you know, through smiling, you know, we are all creatures of self-expression. And I think the beautiful thing about what we do as poets, as lyricists, you know, is like, you know, we have the ability to touch someone and let them know, number one, that you're not in this by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, right, it's not as bad as you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
And first, I mean, and above everything else is to help somebody. You know, and this is why I love what we do.
Yep.
Yep.
I agree.
But Verbal, have you and Eric ever shared the same, you know, same venue together? Have y'all performed in the same?
No,
I've
only known Eric over Blog Talk Radio, and then I've gone to several sites because everybody, you know, say Eric Moore is the whatever, and I said, okay, well, let me check my brother out. And after I heard, I think after the second time, he did a piece about gangbanging. He has a piece about gangbanging. And I said, wow, that boy is up to date, and he's flowing. And his verbiage is excellent. I mean, that's what I get off on. I get off on the words and how they are used by anybody who's writing a whatever, that turns me on. And, you know, like I said, Eric is incredible, man.
Yeah.
And I'm not just blowing your smoke up your ass, man. I'm just saying. I like to give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. I mean, once again, I appreciate it. I mean, I performed in South Carolina a couple of times, in Columbia as well. You know, matter of fact, I performed at Hush just last year, you know, and but I haven't had the pleasure of performing on stage with Verbal Skills as of yet. It's going to happen soon. Real talk.
Oh, yeah.
So Eric,
yeah.
So
as a matter of fact, if I got to come to Atlanta with them same Timberlands I'm going to Seattle with, I'm going to come down there and do that, Eric.
How's that scene?
Birthday celebration showcase is July 10th. You know, again, we can have a big slumber party at Flavor's house. You know, I'll give up my bed and sleep in Kimora's crib if I have to, you know. So I think everybody, we need to start a fund right now, and we need to somehow get everybody to Seattle, you know, for my 50th birthday.
I would love to come out that way because, like, Seattle is one place that I haven't performed yet. You know, I'm actually heading out to San Diego this Friday coming up. And I was just informed earlier this afternoon that I'm going to be heading back out to the West Coast, out to L.A. on March 20th. Is it the 25th and 26th or the 26th and 27th? The 26th and 27th. I'll be heading that back out there. So if possible, I would love to come out to Seattle in March if I could. I'm going to try to finagle my way up that way.
You know, we might have to, like, work out our showcase, you know, around the time you're going to be on the West Coast, because we're putting on the showcase in March.
Word.
We might just have to do something with this. Might have to do something because, you know, I want everybody to come to Seattle. Everybody's over there, you know, in a different part of the country. Y'all need to come out here. Just need to come out here.
I think it is with performing. I love performing in spots where no one has ever heard of me, where no one knows me, you know. And the thing about that is, like, you know, when you're in an environment where people truly love poetry, It doesn't matter whether or not you're like a top name poet or a no name poet. If the poetry is good, that's all that matters to the people listening.
Yep.
Yeah.
I agree.
We're gonna have to somehow make things happen. Even if you guys have to come out sporadically, you know, to Seattle, and all can't come at one time. I can celebrate my birthday all year round. So. Birthday is all year round, starting now. So
I just want to go see Mount Rainier.
Oh man, on a clear day, Verbal. I'm telling you, that's a sight for your eyes right there on a clear day. I'm telling you,
it's a
beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Mm-hmm. I have a beautiful view from my house, right, LA.
You gotta live downtown, dude.
You need to stop.
You don't see no mountains, though. You don't see no mountains.
Well, if you go down a few blocks to Rainier Avenue, you can see Mount Rainier.
Okay.
Wow. I think my view is probably prettier than your view.
I don't know. See, you don't know. See, you never been out in the burbs. You never been out here to my burbs. You know, I got a lot of trees and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? I got the Cascades right across my view, so, you know, it's not too bad. Not too bad.
Wow, that must be some bad. Well, wait a minute. L.A.,
yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
Spit a piece today. We're not going to leave you out.
I can't even do it. I don't even want to mess up the 100%. You know, we've been going 100%. You know, I'll mess it up. I'm going to take it down to at least 90, 92. And I want to keep the perfect 100. How about that, Verbal?
Come on, man. You got to be better than that. Ain't that right, Eric? We heard worse. We heard better excuses
than
that. I can't
ignore it,
dog. I'm going to tell you this. Real talk, Verbal. I heard better excuses from George W. Bush. You know what I'm saying?
Fucking That's a cold play right there. That's a cold play.
So anytime you're ready, play. L.A.
I can't. That Verb, come on, man. I'm not even nowhere. Come on, I can't even do it, man.
Come on,
give me Wednesday. Give me Wednesday. I'll come up with something between now and Wednesday. You put me on the spot too cold, dog. I wasn't even expecting that verbal. I can't even front, man. You
Eric
got me sweating
Moore.
Over here, man. You got
me
sweating,
me Eric,
man.
Me and Eric just came here, you know, just to chill out and listen. You
right,
put us on
right.
the spot, bam. It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, ain't it?
Oh,
saying,
man.
When the spotlight is
oh,
shining
man.
On you and you sweating, all of a sudden you want to tell them to take for us.
You got me like, y'all got me like old dude from Menace to Society in the interrogation room.
Now you know you done effed up that, right?
Yeah. Y'all got me like that right now. The lights on me. I can't even perform. I'm stage fright right now. I'm, you know, radio fright if we want to take it there. I can't. Flavor, you're not going to save me? Don't be a lifeline or something.
Even Flavors, even Lady Flavor spit a piece. I know you ain't going out there like that, man.
I can't even do it, man. I can't do it, man.
Oh, wow.
Can't even
That's
funny. Get on that level.
Come on,
y'all got me. Y'all got me. I'm the deer in the headlights right now. I'm not even gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man.
Okay,
man.
We'll be nice. I'm gonna play
nice.
a piece by one of the artists up here in Seattle that we're gonna be working with this coming year, and we've had him on the show as a featured. He's an amazing young man that has a great deal of energy and just, you know, willing to put in the hard work and so much determination. He goes by the name of Q-Dot, Quincy Henry, and this piece is called Music.
Put that cruise on control. Let that window back. Let that seat recline. Put that top in the trunk. And only if you're feeling good, I want you to just relax and sing along with a play. We do it like this. Come on.
I can't get enough of this music.
Yeah,
it makes me feel so good listening to sure got me feeling kinda like sipping that food. Yeah, come on, give it a try. Yeah.
And if you're feeling extra good, I want you to sing like this.
I can't get enough of this music.
After this music,
it makes me feel so good
listening to.
Got me feeling kinda like sipping that blue. Come on, give it a try. Into it.
Ain't even got a ring. Let's do it.
Give it a try, get into it.
Seat back, baby.
stay slow. Do it cause I say so. Trunk rattle, Seattle, the tack town, we get zone. Windows down, system up, beat loud, what the fuck. Temple down, still rocking your body down, that's what's up. Feeling good, gripping wood, calling niggas lumberjack. For my hood, shoot that beast, got all of you slumping back. Bump that, make it jump back. Bring your Cadillac like four big girls in the backseat, doing the cabbage patch. Can't be mad at that, put a sip in your cup. Make a toast to the good life, my nigga, and throw it up. Get looser than some untied shoestrings and do things like tectonics and earthquakes. I'm trying to move things just for the betterment. Deal sweet as a peppermint. Hell bent on getting this cash, but it's so heaven sent. You only live once, and I'm saying, live it up. Work hard, but work harder when you playing. And get it like,
I can't get enough of this music. Of this music makes me feel so good listening to. Got me feeling kinda like sipping that blues. Come on and give it a try, get into it. I can't get enough of this music. After this music makes me feel so good listening to it. Got me feeling kinda like sipping that blue. Come on,
yeah.
Give it a try. Get
yeah.
Into it.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Toast. Just gonna take this time out for all my people who love music and like to vibe a little bit.
That was music by Q-Dot out of the Pacific Northwest, one of our up-and-coming artists out here. I want to thank Verbal Skills, Soul Poetry, and Eric Moore for stopping by the Mosaic Show today. I think that all of you should give out, you know, any info that you have that you want, where people can find you, your product that you're selling. So we'll let Verbal go first.
Rick Harris on Facebook. My book, My Clouds Have Wings, is available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, and wherever fine books are sold. Get ready. The novel, Incoming, will be out in April.
Okay, Sensual Poetry.
Yes, I'm here. Have not hung up. basically, you can find me at www.soulpoetry.com, and my books and CD are in the store. Every time you purchase directly from me, I donate 5% of the purchase to the Red Cross. Otherwise, you can get my CD Risen through Amazon, Amazon, iTunes, and so on and so forth. But I encourage people to get things directly from me because Amazon and iTunes and all the other big retailers take a lot of money, except for CD Baby. I heard CD Baby is pretty good. But so I encourage people to get things from me if they want everything autographed. And look out for my book and CD that should be out by June or July of this year. So that's it.
When is your show, Sen?
My show is once a month. It's called Poetic Moments, and I stream it live on Livestream. Directly on my website, you can watch it directly on my website. There's a screen at show.soulpoetryside.com. And it's every third Wednesday of the month at, 12 p.m. PST, Pacific Standard Time, and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This month there will be no show because I will be in Vancouver, but I'm starting again in March.
Okay, wonderful. And
thank
Mr.
you.
Eric Moore, where can we find you and your products and your shows?
Okay, well, you can definitely locate me at www.ericmoore.com, ericmoore.com. You can find me on Facebook, MySpace. My products, you can find me at on iTunes, Amazon.com, as well as CDBaby.com.
And when's your shows, Eric?
Okay, you mean the radio show?
Inc. and Word on the Move.
Okay, you can catch us every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday on Blog Talk Radio at 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time to 2 p.m., and that's Verbalink to Midday 6. And believe it or not, our last show for Word on the Move will be this Tuesday, and that would be on www.onthemoveradio.com, where we're going to be featuring Lady Khadija. We're going to be featuring her this Tuesday, and that's going to be our last show on that particular station.
Wow. Okay. Well, I appreciate all of you, you know, tuning in and participating in the show today. That made it a special day for LA and I. I want to encourage everybody to come back and listen to the archives as we help spread the word for you, help spread the word for us, because Flava News is about connecting the dots. You can find out more about Flava News at www.flavanews.com. And Mr. LA, you can close us out.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank everybody who called in, the panel who called in today. You know, it was unexpected, but, hey, we love the unexpected because, you know, that keeps us on our toes here at the Mosaic Show. So just want to thank Verbal, Sin, and Eric for calling in. I'm telling you, the chat room, Verbal or the chat room, we talk about setting up something to talk about the prairie dogs, and Verbal, you off the chain, but you my guy, though. I love you, man. I never even met the guy, but just his energy, I know we could vibe together and whatnot. Saying we're going to definitely try to get you down in Toronto because we definitely need to be heard and whatnot. And Eric, man, keep doing your thing down there in Atlanta. I didn't get a chance to ask you how the scene and everything was down in Atlanta and whatnot, but I'm sure you're doing your thing, and, man, just keep on doing your thing. And we support each and every one of you guys here at the Mosaic Show and as Flava News. So if you guys have any new material, any new art that you guys need a platform for it to be displayed and potentially sold, you know, we definitely here at Flava News, and we definitely have that opportunity, that platform for you guys to post any of your stuff or anything like that, so keep that in mind. And, man, just keep – y'all keep doing your thing, man, and just let you know that you definitely have a fan up here as far as Flava News is concerned, and that are definitely here to work with you guys and to get any art or any type of information that you need, that you guys need to be out there to help promote you guys. We're here to help you guys. And I just want to say everybody down there in Louisiana – all my family down there, I'm one love. I'm glad y'all didn't tear up the city last week when the Saints won it. But, you know what I'm saying, we got one more week for the Super Bowl. So y'all keep doing your thing, and I thank everybody for tuning in. One love. That's me, Flavor.
All righty. Good night.